What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Friday, September 9th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Schools are back, but they're still dealing with the setbacks and learning loss all due to the pandemic. Recently, we saw Department of Education data showing 9-year-olds are behind in reading and math, the sharpest declines we've seen since 1990. The learning loss was generally worse in districts that kept classes remote longer. To combat this, states are spending billions on tutoring, expanded summer school, and more individual attention for students. Scott Calvert, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more on what schools are doing and how they're tracking progress.
Thanks for joining us, Scott.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, we're seeing a lot of kids going back to school right now. We've kind of been experiencing all the disruptions, obviously, throughout the pandemic, even as in-person instruction has kind of restarted a little bit last year and all that. We were starting to see some learning losses. We were seeing kids behind in a lot of subjects. What we just saw was U.S. Department of Education data saying that from 2020 to 2022, we saw reading scores down and we saw math scores down. And they're saying that it could take years for kids that are experiencing some of this stuff to make up those losses. And so what we're seeing right now is schools pump a lot of money into these efforts to reverse some of this stuff, but it's really tough. They're trying to implement new programs and also see how well those programs are working. So, Scott, tell us a little bit more.
It has been apparent for a while now that the pandemic has caused a lot of learning loss. And some people don't like that phrase. They'll say it's actually unfinished learning because the kids, you know, they never had it to begin with. So they didn't lose it, but they just never had it at all. And as you say, this recent federal data really kind of underscores nationally kind of where things are. And they look specifically at 9-year-olds. And yes, the reading and math scores both dropped. And for this story that I recently did for the Wall Street Journal, we wanted to focus on reading for that sort of 9-year-old, third grade, fourth grade group of kids. And the reason is that there is just a lot of research that shows that if you haven't learned to read by the end of third grade, it's going to have potentially really long-term impacts on your future educational success, your career earnings, even the risk that you will be incarcerated at some point. And the way people talk about it is that, you know, until the end of third grade, you are learning to read. And thereafter, you're really reading to learn. Obviously, right. You use reading for math and everything else, right? So this recent data just really put a punctuation mark on the fact that there has been a lot of loss. And the question is, okay, what do you do about it? States have known about this for a while. And one main thrust has been to really give kids more time with teachers, instructors, tutors. And so you've seen a lot more in the way of summer school or summer learning camps, really sort of expanded, beefed up. And then you've also seen a lot more in the way of tutoring, especially, you know, low ratio where you have maybe one tutor for 3 kids and high dosage where it's not just for a few hours, but it's, you know, maybe 45 minutes twice a week for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, in an effort to help get these kids, you know, caught up as quickly as possible.
Right. Yeah. And the reading part, as you mentioned, right, is so important because everything's built off of that. You know, you profiled a couple kids in your story talking about how, you know, they're behind in some of their reading and then they're struggling with comprehension. So then when it comes to math, another very important thing, right, that kids are having that difficulty understanding the word problems, which are, you know, a big part of all that. So back to what states are doing, they're pouring a lot of money that they are getting from the American Rescue Plan. So we got about $122 billion that was set aside for K-12 public schools, and at least 20% of that has to go to address learning loss. And so in that effort, a lot of states are beefing up those things that you mentioned, more tutoring, this summer school stuff, that individualized teaching to help kids make up all that stuff up. So tell us a little bit of what we're seeing with some states, like what they're trying to do with their programs.
Yeah, so I mean, every state has taken a somewhat different approach, but I'll give you one example. So Indiana, for instance, last year, the legislature, they approved this $150 million grant program, and it was really aimed at these like community-based organizations like the United Way, and they're offering, you know, in-person programs that have extended learning time. So that's one thing they're doing there. They're also creating this tutoring program, this incentive where they are offering certain families that meet income guidelines up to $1,000, right, to enroll their kids in private tutoring with a certified educator. So that's how Indiana is doing it. Then you go over to Tennessee, and they have a really muscular tutoring initiative that they are using about $200 million from the American Rescue Plan, the federal aid money you referred to help pay for that. The state itself is also sinking a lot of money into that as well. Yeah. And again, that's this sort of high dosage, low ratio tutoring approach. In Texas, they passed a law where if a kid doesn't pass a certain subject, a topic on a standardized state test, then they can get 30 hours of tutoring in that subject area. So there's different methods, but a lot of what it boils down to is this question of giving kids time and more individualized attention. And when I was in Tennessee recently, I went to a school outside of Nashville, and it was actually the first day of this reading tutoring program. And there were 3 9-year-old girls from the fourth grade who were there with the tutor. And I think as you mentioned, you know, every kid has his or her own challenges or weaknesses, right? And in this case, you know, one girl was having a hard time. She was skipping words or sentences that she didn't understand. Another girl said, you know, she was really reading slowly and wanted to be able to sort of speed that up. And then another girl said that she just had a comprehension problem. She would read it and just not really understand what she had read. And so the hope is that over in the coming months and weeks, that the tutor can help each of these kids make some serious improvements.
And the last part of this is all, you know, we're putting a lot of money to these programs, doing everything we can, tried and true methods, new methods, whatever it is. The other part of it is studying if it's actually effective. As I mentioned, you know, some experts have said it's going to take years to make up the losses, and it's going to take years to know if these things worked. So that's the other part of it.
Education experts will basically say, look, you know, tutoring works. High dosage, low ratio tutoring, it works. But the difference, of course, is that we've never been in the situation we're in now with this pandemic that has just caused just such incredible havoc for years now, right? So it's sort of uncharted territory. And as much as states want to know whether things are working in this context, they also don't want to wait. They need to sort of make their best judgment about what they think will help these kids and then study it as they do it so that they can make adjustments based on what the data is showing. And there are some places that are doing this. Like, I'll give you one example. In North Carolina, they have a whole office of learning recovery and acceleration at the State Department of Education. And so they studied a summer school program that had 250,000 kids enrolled in the summer of 2021. And they found, okay, this had small but positive measurable impact in both math and reading. So that's obviously encouraging results for them in that context.
Right.
But, you know, when I spoke to the education secretary in Indiana, she said, look, we're going to have to acknowledge that some of these things we do are going to be really effective. Some are going to just sort of help stabilize things, and others just won't work well. And so the trick is to really measure these things in real time to the extent possible, and then, again, make these adjustments in hopes of improving the efficacy.
Scott Calvert, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.